A man doesn't love his wife because she deserves to be loved. A man loves his wife in order to turn her into somebody who he wants to love.
Dr. Tony Evans explains why most husbands' approach to marriage is upside down.
Most men turn her on in order to get her to say I do, when the biblical idea is have her say I do so I can spend the rest of my life turning her on.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Men, if your wife isn't the woman you'd hope she'd be, Dr. Evans suggests you start making some changes in yourself. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5 as he explains.
If you are a man here and are married, or one who is engaged to be married, or one day hopes to be, the Apostle Paul has some things to say to you in concert with the Apostle Peter. Because today I want to look at the 5 responsibilities of a man to his woman. The 5 responsibilities of a husband to his wife. And I don't care what anybody else has told you, mister. If you're not doing these 5 things, you've blown it. If I'm not doing these 5 things, I've blown it. I'm not here to dump on you today. I am not here to castigate you. I am here to speak to us, to encourage us to be biblical husbands. Now, I must warn you that some of the things that the scripture says won't be what you hear at work or on television or with your friends. But then neither should they be, for your work didn't create marriage. Neither did the media, nor did your friends. This is God's institution. And he sets the rules. The first responsibility of a man to his woman, or a husband to his wife, is to love her. Now, you might say, that goes without saying. Move on to number 2. Your wife probably wants me to stay at number 1. Because often what goes under the name of love has little to do with love. The word love has become devalued today. People say, I love my job, I love my home, I love chocolate cake. Generally, what they are talking about is what those things do for them. The home makes me comfortable. The cake satisfies my sweet tooth. The work satisfies my career needs. The word love has become flippant today, almost unchristian. You see, when the Bible talks about love, it talks about the sacrifice that you make for the betterment of somebody else. You can only measure love by your sacrifice, not by your enjoyment. If you talk about loving your wife, and you mean by that she does a lot of good things for you, that's not love, that's her loving you. To say that a man loves his wife is to talk about the sacrifice that you make for her. Verse 25, husbands, love your wife just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Men, to talk about love is to talk about a cross. To talk about love is to talk about Calvary. To talk about love is to talk about a Savior. We have a Savior in Christ, and our wives ought to have a Savior in us. We have a deliverer in Christ, and our mates ought to have a deliverer in us. When you talk about loving your wife, you talk about carrying a cross. Now, I know what some of you are saying. You're saying, I know. The command for a man to love his wife is never given to a woman in scripture. That is, a woman is never commanded to love her husband in the Bible. She is commanded to respect him. Now, it's not that a woman shouldn't love her husband. It is that her love is a response to his salvation. If you and I are going to be biblical lovers, it means we must become biblical saviors. Jesus Christ didn't die for us because we were lovable. Jesus Christ died for us to make us lovable. A man doesn't love his wife because she deserves to be loved. A man loves his wife in order to turn her into somebody who he wants to love. It is not that your wife is right, therefore I'm going to love her. It is I'm going to love her that whatever wrong is there will turn from wrong to right. It is not that she's meeting my needs, therefore I love her. It is I'm going to love her until she learns to meet my needs. It is not that she's being everything to me I need her to be. It is that I'm going to love her until she turns into somebody who can be everything that I need. Most men date in order to marry, when the biblical principle is marry in order to date. Most men turn her on in order to get her to say I do, when the biblical idea is have her say I do so I can spend the rest of my life turning her on. If you want to raise the question, are you a lover? And every man likes to think of himself as a lover. But the measuring rod as a lover can only be measured by the size of the cross you're carrying. Husbands, love your wife like Christ loved the church. He loved the church to death. When the first man was created, he had to split his side open in order to take out his rib in order to get Eve. Christ had to bleed in order to birth the church. And in order for your wife to move from where she is, in order to get to where she ought to be, that means you have to take a trip to Calvary. You're going to have to decide that I am willing to pay whatever price of inconvenience. I am willing to commit myself to her fulfillment, no matter what pain is involved in that. I am willing to go the distance to turn her from where she is into where she ought to be. The Bible says Jacob loved Rachel so much that he worked 14 years in order to gain permission to marry her from her father. That's a high price to pay, but it's the price tag of love. Many men want to run away from their wives because they are not lovable. If she was lovable, she wouldn't need a savior. Only sinners need saviors. For God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. Christ looked out and said, "You're messed up. You're going nowhere. You're headed in the wrong direction, but you have a savior." When a man comes home, he comes home to say, things may not be right. I may not be able to adjust to your personality. I may not like how you come across, but a savior is in the house. I am your deliverer. Whatever is wrong, I am Mr. Fix-It. Whatever price has to be paid, you're looking at him. I am going to be your savior. The husband is the savior of the wife. And at the heart of that is sacrifice. If there is no sacrifice, there is no love. So my question, men, is real, do you really love your wife? And if so, if I ask her, what price tag are you paying? Could she tell me? Could you tell me what price you are paying for her? You say, well, I'm discouraged, I'm depressed. Are you still alive? Because if you're alive, you've not paid the ultimate price. As long as you are breathing, you have not paid the total price. Because a man is to love his wife like Christ loved the church, and that took him to his grave. Now you may be saying, that's next. But until a man has paid the ultimate price of death, he is not exonerated from love. And that's why the preacher asks you up front, are you going to love in sickness and in health? For better or for poorer? Richer or poorer? Are you going to do this as long as you both shall live? Because see, we as preachers know something. We know you haven't seen the whole thing yet. And when you do, we want an upfront commitment that you're going to stick it out. So that wife ought to hear from you. No matter how you treat me, I'm not going to leave you. No matter how you abuse me, I'm not going to leave you. No matter how you mess over me, speak to me, I'm not going to leave you. You better get used to salvation, because this Savior isn't going anywhere. The Bible calls it eternal security. That Jesus Christ, no matter how we act as his children, is not going anywhere. So if this marriage ends, you're going to have to leave me, because I'm not going anywhere. If you don't cook for me, I'm not going anywhere. If you don't have sex with me, I'm still not going anywhere. If you abuse me and mistreat me, I want to let you know in this house you have a Savior, and that's me. If you're not loving like that, mister, you're not loving.
Well, Dr. Evans will come back with more of our message in just a moment after this look at one of his most popular books and a great Father's Day gift.
You've heard the saying, at the heart of every good man is a great woman. Well, how often do you hear, behind every good woman is a great man? Dr. Tony Evans has teamed up with Focus on the Family to provide a powerful resource. Kingdom Man, every man's destiny, every woman's dream. Unleashing God's plan for men on how to be a kingdom man. A kingdom man is a man who knows how to positively impact and influence those around him. Men, it's time to raise the standard and remind ourselves of manhood as God intended it to be. Visit TonyEvans.org to get your copy now or call 1-800-800-3222. That's TonyEvans.org or 1-800-800-3222. Kingdom Man, every man's destiny, every woman's dream.
This hard-hitting book helps men see past the phony images of manhood that society surrounds us with and discover how to be the loving leader that a wife and family would want to follow. In fact, one reader tweeted us that this book ought to be required reading for every couple before they get married. Get details on Kingdom Man by visiting us at TonyEvans.org and clicking on the Making Kingdom Men link. You can buy single copies or get bulk discounts for your church or study group. You'll also find study guides, leaders' guides, gifts, and more. Take care of all your Father's Day gift giving in one convenient place. Visit TonyEvans.org today or call 1-800-800-3222. When you do, be sure to take advantage of an opportunity that'll only be available for a limited time. We're offering Volume 1 of Dr. Evans' popular series, The Christian Family, as our thank you gift to anyone who can help us keep this broadcast on the air with a contribution of any amount. You'll get all 6 full-length CDs covering the heavenly origin and design of the family and how everyone in the home can thrive by following God's blueprint. Details on these and all of our resources are waiting for you online at TonyEvans.org. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or call us day or night at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, right now, here's Dr. Evans once again with more of our message.
Not only must you be a savior, but you must be a sanctifier. Verse 26. That he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and blameless. Now let me tell you, men, what the problem that we face. When you married your wife, you did not only marry your wife, you married her history. See, you didn't just marry her. You just thought you were marrying her. But she drug with her her past. Good and bad. The good part you will enjoy, the bad part you don't get to see till after the honeymoon. You get to see her with makeup on, you get to see her with lipstick on, you get to see her with eyelashes that you thought were real. You get tricked is what you get. You don't. And after marriage, you discover something. You discover that I didn't know you were like that. I didn't know you were a fusser. You didn't fuss when we were dating. I didn't know that you screamed like that. I didn't know you snored like that. I didn't know that you couldn't cook at all. I didn't know all of that. Guess what? If you love her, you have to be her sanctifier. What's a sanctifier? The word sanctification means to set apart for special use. That's what the word sanctification means. It means to set apart for special use. That is to place this person in a unique category and take her from where she is to where she needs to go. It is called in the Bible the process of sanctification or spiritual growth. When she shows you her problems, you now become Mr. Fix-It. That's what it means to love. What many men want to do is marry as though they're at the end of the relationship. When you get married, you're only at the beginning of the relationship. And your job is to take it from where it is to where it ought to go, because you are the sanctifier. You are little Jesus in your home. What Jesus is to the church, you are to your mate. You are the sanctifier. So if she's messed up, your job is to fix it up. See what happens in marriage is this. It's like a backup in a sink. You know, when your sink backs up, because there's a lot of junk in there. There's a lot of stuff in there that can go hidden for a while till it builds up. Then when it builds up, it backs up. And husbands get ticked off because all this junk starts backing up. I didn't know you had that dirt over there. I didn't know you had this clog over there. It was there all the time. It just hadn't backed up yet. But Nan starts backing up, and all of a sudden the sink gets full of this dirt, this grime. You don't say, I'm going to leave you, kitchen, because you backed up on me. I'm never going to have anything to do with you again, sink. You call the plumber. And when you call the plumber, he brings a snake. And he takes the snake and he works that thing around and around and around and around until he opens up a little hole. And when he opens up a little hole, the water slowly begins to drain, and he opens it up bigger and bigger and bigger until all the junk is flushed out. When junk backs up, you don't quit. You bring in a pro. Mister, you the pro. And when your wife backs up, when her history backs up, when the pressure at work backs up, when circumstances back up, you're not to leave, you're to come in with the love snake and wind that thing around and turn that thing around and make a little hole there and then watch all of that junk begin to filter out of her life until it flushes all away and you can now have free flow and running water. Mister, bring the love snake and work that thing. You are her sanctifier. Why? So that you can cleanse her. Verse 26 says, you her cleaner-upper. Cleanse her. The Bible knows she's got some things that are not going to be pleasant to live with. Things from her past, things from her history. Maybe she was abused by her father. Maybe she was raised around a domineering mother. That didn't disappear just because you came on the scene. You are the sanctifier. But what men do is when they see this junk comes up and it backs up, they want to run the other way. You're the plumber, bring the snake. That he might present to himself a church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle. This is a very picturesque term. Spot means defilement from the external. Something drops on your shirt, you got a spot. External things. Wrinkle has to do with internal aging. Because wrinkles are evident of an internal problem. You're getting older. The church has spots, the external stains of the world, and wrinkles, internal decay from within. Jesus says, my job is to wash the spots and remove the aging. Mister, he says, you're the sanctifier, and your job is to work with her in such a way that she begins to see a cleanup take place in her life. When she needs strength, you are her strength. When she needs encouragement, you are her encouragement. When she needs joy, you are her joy. When she needs peace, you are her peace. So that no matter how old she gets, she's kept eternally young because she's got a sanctifier in the house. You are her makeup. When the world crashes in on her, you're there. You're to be her stalwart. You're to be her power base. You're to be her strength. When she goes off, You are the ever standard one who maintains his cool even though she lost hers. You say, well, if she didn't scream at me, I wouldn't have screamed at her. This is not tit for tat. What this is showing strength. You say you're the leader. You say you're the strong one. You say you're the powerful one. Then be that. Be her sanctifier. That she might be cleansed. That Christ might present to himself a bride not having spot or wrinkle. The idea here is nourish, he says. You are her sanctifier. So first of all, if you're going to love her, you must be her savior. You must be her sanctifier. And then the third part of love is that you must be her satisfier. Verse 28. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it just as Christ does the church. You are her satisfier. What we need today are a group of men who know how to satisfy a woman. Now, most men think sex when they hear that. When a man says, I got 10 ladies. What he's telling you is he hasn't reached the manhood yet, because anybody can bounce around. It's when you can hold steady. And after 15, 20, 30, 50 years, the wife says, I'm still satisfied. Now you got a real man. When that one man is constantly satisfying her, the Bible says that husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. The idea here is that Christ gives himself to his church. And just as a man works out to make his body look good, he is to work his wife out so that she looks good, so that she is fulfilled, so that she is strong. You are her satisfier. Men are told to study two things, the Bible and his wife. Why? Because both are difficult to interpret. Every man in here will testify a woman is confusing, complex. That's why the Bible says, know her. And you can't study something without giving it time. When she wants to talk, she's giving you the opportunity to know her. Because many times we as men are meeting needs that she doesn't have. And many a woman has said, my husband doesn't understand me. And she's probably right, but that takes time. And you've got to be willing to listen. Next, you must honor her. Honor her. Live with her in an understanding way as a weaker vessel, since she is a woman, and grant her honor. To put it another way, treat her like your queen. That's what it means. Treat her like your queen. She is not another woman. She is your queen. To honor. Place in a position of significance. The word grant means assign. Because she is my queen, and when you have a queen, you roll out the red carpet and you pull out the chair and you open up the door and you help escort them in, and nobody's perfect. You don't hit it 100%, but he says honor her.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about the ways husbands and wives can support each other. As always, today's message is available for you. Just mention it by name, The Husband's Role in the Home, and we'll explain how you can get an audio or video copy. Better yet, get this message as a part of our current series, Meaningful Manhood, a collection of Dr. Evans' most hard-hitting messages on what God thinks a real man is like. These full-length lessons contain a lot of material we won't have time to bring you on the air. So contact us today for details on Meaningful Manhood. And when you do, don't forget to pick up a copy of Kingdom Man, the perfect book to build on what we've been learning, and a great Father's Day gift. Visit us today at TonyEvans.org for details. That's TonyEvans.org. Or give us a call at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our staff members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans explains to husbands that if there's trouble in your marriage, it's just possible that there isn't enough dying going on in your relationship. Be sure to join us for that. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative, restoring hope, transforming lives.